You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Sandra Lepage. She's talking to me from São Paulo, Brazil. Sandra, thanks so much for being with me today.
Brainerd, thank you so much for the invitation.
So tell me, what's happening in your studio now? What are you working on at the moment?
Right now, I'm working mostly on a group of assemblages, in which I'm using recycled materials. So I've been using coffee capsules, the metallic ones, the aluminum caps, and wine top seals. And I use staples to put them together, as well as copper wire. And I started doing this series after seeing the work of Ghanaian artist Ella Natsui. And he also uses aluminum pieces that he sews together with metallic wire. And this is something I saw for the first time at the Brooklyn Museum. At the time, I was doing my master's degrees in Portland, Maine, at the Maine College of Art. And each time I went back to Brazil, I stopped, obviously, in New York to go to the museums and such. And I had the opportunity of seeing one of his pieces. And that must have been about 5 or 6 years ago. And when I saw that piece, I was completely taken by shock. I was really awestruck. And at the time, I was working on something completely different, but I felt this dream that I would one day maybe find a material that gave me such possibilities. And a couple of years ago, I was staying at my parents' house, and they had a coffee machine, the one that takes the kind that takes the capsules. And so I could see one of these capsules up close. And I found it very beautiful, but at the same time, I thought about all the waste it was creating, because for each coffee, you have a small cup that's been created. And
so explain that to me a little bit, because these are two-dimensional works, or they're kind of a capsule, a three-dimensional work. I know you're using the coffee. It sounds like the caps, but is this a three-dimensional work? I mean, I know it is because it's an assemblage, but is it structured like a painting, or is it more like your your other sculptural work using materials and papers?
Well, they are objects basically, but when I saw my reference, it was more like a mantle hanging on the wall. But I started using it in my own way, and the capsules that I have to cut open and remove the coffee and then open them by hand to flatten them a little bit, but they never get completely flat. So they do have a certain curvature. So when I started using them, they naturally started becoming objects in space. So they do look a bit like maybe silk from afar, because there is a shiny quality to them. But they are quite resilient, and they do mold in curves in space. So I've been doing a series which I call Sharp Garments for Desperate Shamans, because the shapes that start appearing are those of mantles and ritualistic masks and garments. And it's not something that I planned, so I'm not starting with an idea in mind at first. I just handle materials, and the handling of those materials take me somewhere. And so I've been recognizing these shapes, and that's also taking me to some pieces that are actually not very comfortable, but at some point, to a point, they are wearable. And something that
So they're wearable. You can actually wear these.
Yes. So it hasn't happened yet, but my dream would be to have performers using them. And I individually don't have any experience in performance, so I don't think I'd be ready to do that. But this is a wish of collaboration that I would like to see happen with these pieces. And since they have a very much tribal or ethnic kind of feel to them, but more in a syncretism sense. They seem to convey many cultures, which is something that's very typical of Brazil, and it mixes so many cultures, and it has so many influences. So at times I recognize a bit of something that's really native Brazilian, or it could be from an African culture inspiration, which we can find in Brazil as well. But as well, I think it mixes European influences in the colors and in the shapes. So it's all this imagery that I carry around, but not really in my conscious part. It's something that that I let flow intuitively into the work. And so because of this tendency to mix different cultures together, I started wishing to have other kinds of performances put together with the pieces. So my first trial was at the end of last year. I called a friend who's a sound artist, and he's also a musician. So he does work by compositions, but they're basically improvisations. So they work a bit like jazz, but they do mix digital and analogic recordings. So he could use a bit of the sound with the pieces themselves, the materiality of the pieces. And I also like to collaborate by letting the person bring his or her own universe into the work. So he started seeing other kind of cultural influences, and it went to a direction that I hadn't expected, which is something that I like in collaboration. So this is
So there's a number of collaborations coming up. These pieces are almost you know, meant for theatrical purposes. And you're saying the musicians will also collaborate by also improvising their music based on the piece, or how does the musician kind of engage with these?
Well, we I work in a studio. It's a shared studio in São Paulo. It's a large space, and we have 9 spaces for artists, and we also have designers here. But at the front, we have what we call an exhibition room. It's not really a gallery. It's not exactly a white cube, but it does have a window facing the street. So we have this privileged outlook on the street, and also it's very welcoming to people walking by. So we usually share the use of the space around the year between ourselves and sometimes a few invited people, groups, or other artists. And I had the opportunity to use the space at the end of last year, and this is how I came up with this idea. And also, I've been thinking about strategies to make people spend more time with the work. And this is also why I started thinking about performance. The sound aspect is like, I know this artist for a while, and he's got the same way of working like as I do. So he's very about open to dialogue, and things flow very easily. And when I invited him, I was really thinking about, well, the pleasure of working with him, but also having people have the wish to remain within and walk around the pieces, because they tend to become quite big. The ones that aren't wearable, I have the ones that look like dresses, but I also have larger pieces which can take up to, if I should think about feet, maybe 20 feet by 10 feet tall or things like that. Mm. So they become very monumental in scale, and I wish to invite people to walk around them so they can really feel the scale and the quality of the material. And so this idea of the sound was for the fun, which is usually how I start thinking about my work at the studio, but also about offering something to people that is not just a one-way street when experiencing an artwork. It's something that makes them pause and maybe have more time to consider the pieces and take them to other narratives or other interpretations. And
so it's part of the I like that, and it's part of the, you're saying that the studio where you are is also it's a studio where there are other artist studios around you, which is also why it's lending itself and your work to collaboration with other artists. Is that correct?
Absolutely. This is something that I wish to see happen more, and this is why I do like to work with other artists around. And I've been working in collective spaces for the last 4 years now. And before that, I went to residencies, in particular in the States. I was in New York for 6 months at the NARS Foundation. And this is a place where you have like really lots of artists around you. And something else that made me get interested to not working in isolation was my MFA program also, which is very different from the Brazilian university. Here you go to school, you take a reproduction of your work, and you present it to the teacher or to a group of teachers. And so you talk about the reproductions usually. And it's very different from the U.S., where you usually have a studio in the school. So you are immersed in your colleagues' art as well, and you're speaking art all the time. And this is something that when I came back to Brazil, I felt that I needed to keep going. Before that, I was working at home in my living room, and I felt I had to break that isolation. So I'm very thankful to have found this space here. And we are very different artists. We share very different temperaments, artistic ideas, but it's always a possibility to have new connections and to have new ideas for collaborations. Exactly.
I love that. And so, what will happen? Like, where will this next piece be performed, presented? Because a number of things are happening with this next one in terms of a performance, right? There's a performance, and there'll also be musicians and other people involved, correct?
Well, they're not exactly involved yet. The only one that really has happened until now is my sound artist friend, and also last month a Japanese descendant artist, because we have a big Japanese colony in Brazil. And she does the tea ceremony in performance. So she also did one in one of my pieces that I conceived like a giant belly to receive her. So she was reading into a kind of a recycled material cocoon, and she did the traditional tea ceremony, but with introducing a few unorthodox elements to it. So I had these two punctual experiences, but I'm aiming at having more coming. So I've been applying to places, and the main next objective is finding body performance artists that might really inhabit the pieces, and that could happen in any number of ways. I can see it could be some kind of a ballet, but it could also be something completely different. I don't want to restrict what interpretation by another artist performer could be of the pieces.
I love that. So that sounds very exciting. Tell me a little more about what else is happening around these. This, of course, is a project that doesn't sound like it's easy to acquire, or that there's something for sale in it. So how is it funded? Because this is a non-profit project, so to speak, right?
Yes, it's a non-profit project. So basically, it's to tell you the truth, the materials that I use are basically no cost at all. I have the staples and the copper wire, which are cheap materials, which is something that led me to recycled materials, which was the possibility of having a lot of material and have it financially viable as well. And for now, me and my friends, we have been funding these punctual exercises by ourselves. So this is why it's really punctual, but looking ahead, I had a person visit here, and this newly acquired friend was interested in presenting these pieces to companies and see if we find some kind of sponsorship for them. And so that could really enable the possibility of working with a group of performance artists, sound artists, and do something much bigger. But so this project is ready and it's being presented, but I don't really have anything confirmed yet. So we have been thinking about that, actually even the coffee company, and environmentally aware companies as well, which might be interested in the component of the recycling of materials.
Very interesting. So that's quite ambitious. So that would be getting sponsorship for them. And is that something that's happened before within the group of artists in order to produce performances? Is that what often happens in Brazil or São Paulo? Is that typical for artists to get that kind of sponsorship?
I think it would be something pretty new. What we have heard of, and my friend told me that, is that there are a few brands that are starting to invest in their art collections. So it's something that they tend to do. And that they also are interested, if it's a big company and it's got a public image, like a coffee company, for instance, like Nespresso, they might want to have a marketing action that might involve art. So they could also have other kinds of rewards involved in this project. They could also have their own clients come, and there would be a catalog, and we could give them a few of the catalogs or also have special tours for their clients. But that also would enable me to have maybe access to schools visiting the project as well. So this is really something new, but I think if it happens, it could be an interesting model to implement.
It could. It's a model we see, in the United States more, different kinds of sponsorship. There's grants here for artists. There's art and education programs. Mm-hmm. I often think not as much as there is in Europe, in South America, in the Middle East. I mean, it varies everywhere, but is there... Do you feel as a community of artists, is there government support also, grants that are helpful or other means to support projects that are nonprofit?
That's really hard to get here. It's like it's something, and we've been going through a crisis that's been kind of getting long now. So there's been lots of cuts in budgets for the cultural department in Brazil. The ministry doesn't exist anymore. It's been absorbed into another one. So we've had a large shift in political directions here, and it's a bit controversial, actually, and it feels like all the humanities are being considered less important right now. So something that was already hard a few years ago is becoming much more difficult to achieve now.
That's difficult. That's a difficulty for artists, I would imagine, especially all the artists that you collaborate with and are there. That's a challenge for everyone.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's very difficult. You really have to be a dreamer to be an artist in Brazil. Of course, I know everywhere, but it feels here there aren't many public funding options, and they are becoming lesser. So you really need to be creative to survive, especially if you want to do something different with your art. And this is also something that is great about living along other artists, is to share possible ideas and also have the flow of ideas to make the work flourish.
I love that. And so to step back a little bit, what else is happening in your world? Is your studio and is there other aspects of collaborations with artists on other projects that aren't your own that's happening there as well?
Absolutely. I have a collaborative project that excites me very much, which happens with my husband, Carlos. Carlos Pilejo is also an artist. And we have very different bodies of work, because my work is this material, 3D, kind of wild-looking sculptures, and he works basically on paper. He likes to draw, and he's got a punk rock vibe to his work. So he usually writes commentaries about the everyday along with drawings. And so for a long time we couldn't see a way to work together. But we started working with so many different people with different personalities and different bodies of work, and we started seeing this thing work and being really rewarding, especially in the possibility of bringing new aspects into our own studios. So it's like a process thinking generation. And so we decided that why not try among the two of us. And that I was mostly concerned about the subjective aspect of working materially with each other work, each other's work, and not having any one of the parts disappear under someone's style. I don't know if that makes sense. I wanted both personalities to be present in the work. So what we came up with was the idea of using a literary and poetic references. And at the time, we were both doing a residency in St. Louis, Missouri, actually, and we were in an area that was pretty far from St. Louis, actually. It was north of Ferguson, and something that's very different from São Paulo, which is this huge, monstrous city that we never see the sky here, the starry sky, if you know what I mean. It's hard to see the stars. And as we were in a remote place, we could really enjoy looking, staring at the sky. And this is something that started being in our minds very much, and we were looking forward to have this experience. And at the time, I was rereading Cyrano de Bergerac, and I was starting to think about the methods that the original character, Cyrano himself, and then the Edmond Rostand version in theater, also had this freedom of offering a seventh method to travel to the stars. So basically it's a play of words, and it's like a small poetry. And in this small poetry, both authors describe a way to travel into cosmos. And there's this also a lovely feeling of something really, you know, the sci-fi aspect of the 1600s and then the 1800s, which was really attractive to us as well. So we started thinking about how about we create an eighth method to travel to the cosmos, and that would be, it wouldn't be words, but it would be us collaborating together. So we started thinking about 2D works in which we work by successive layers, and we try to illustrate, in a way, complicated notions of quantum physics poetics. So basically ideas of scaling of the universe, the bending of time and matter, things that we try to read in books like Carlo Rovelli's Seven Brief Lessons of Physics, or also it's like really short books that give you an introduction on the beauty of these concepts that make sense when you read them, but at least to me, 5 minutes later, it's too abstract to that I can really re-explain it. But they give me a poetic feeling of the cosmos around us, and this is what we try to illustrate in our collaboration. So this has been fruitful, and we also started doing an installation that works with the participation of the public. So it's basically a sandbox in which we arrange recycled material. So this comes from my universe. And we arrange it like as if we were playing. So it works a little bit like a Martian station. We start playing around at the scale of a Lego. So it's basically as if we were playing around like kids and trying to reimagine what it felt like a child to imagine a space station. But we just start that as a prototype. And what we're going to put into we're going to try and see if it works, is to have the public identify the simplicity of the materials and maybe bring their own materials or play around with the materials that are there to keep on making the installation grow. And so this is something that we'll have two opportunities of presenting soon, one in a university in the south of Brazil and one in a university in Minas Gerais, which is a state in the center of Brazil. And one will be in August, the one will be in January next year. So this is something we're excited about. It will be a good opportunity to take a step further in this project.
That is exciting, and thank you for telling me about that one as well. I wish you well on that. I want to also ask you the last question. What are you reading at the moment? I'm always curious what everyone is reading.
Oh, so I was actually reading for the second time Borges's Book of Imaginary Beings, because I was looking for titles for my assemblage, aluminum assemblage pieces. And since I don't start with a project, they start taking shapes that I really don't apprehend in the first moment. So they started appearing to me like mythological creatures or monsters. And this is how I remembered Borges' book. So I started rereading it to give names to my pieces, because they're very poetic as well, the beings, the way he describes the beings. And also something that I like to have around are always issues from the Documents in Contemporary Art from the MIT Press, the Whitechapel Gallery MIT Press collaboration. And so at the moment I'm reading the materiality issue and the nature issue, but there are a few that I like very much to go back to, which are the failure and sexuality issues as well. So since they are short pieces, I can read little pieces and go back to them when I need them.
Sandra, thank you so much for talking with me today. I really appreciate it, and I wish you well with your upcoming collaboration.
Thank you very much, Brunet. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.